Thank you, James. And now for some more local news. Among the stories on this part, that icon on the Norfolk Broads, St Bennet's Abbey, receives a lottery grant. And the Norwich Buddhist Centre announces an open day in a week or so.
One of Norfolk's most loved Broads icons can celebrate its landmark birthday in style thanks to a lottery grant. The much-painted St Bennet's Abbey on the scenic River Bure is looking ahead to its 1,000-year anniversary, marking a millennium since it was founded by King Canute in 1019. A successful lottery bid for £26,000 means the Friends of St Bennet's Abbey can go ahead with all they have planned under the banner of St Bennet's Abbey 1,000 Years. Welcoming the award, Trish Fitzmaurice said, "We are thrilled to have received this support thanks to National Lottery players and are confident the project will bring the stories of St Bennet's Abbey alive and fire up people's enthusiasm so they get involved in enjoying and sharing our history in future years." As part of the anniversary celebration, a community play, first performed in 1907, will be enhanced and developed to create a modern performance involving stories and people from the villages. Life-size willow sculptures, visible from the river, will be created by local groups and installed at the Abbey site, and a history discovery day of walks and talks is also planned.
People wanting to find out more about Buddhism are being invited to an open day at Norwich Buddhist Centre. Open to people of all ages, the centre's annual open day will feature talks on Buddhism, meditation sessions and yoga classes. Throughout the day, there will also be practicing Buddhists on hand to answer questions about the religion and their practice. Located in Bank Street, Norwich Buddhist Centre has been teaching meditation, Buddhism and yoga within the context of Buddhism for the past 40 years. The world's fourth largest religion, Buddhism is practiced by more than 520 million people across the world and is a tradition which focuses on personal spiritual development. Norwich Buddhist Centre is run by members of the Triratna Buddhist Order, whose aim is to make the teachings of Buddhism available in the modern world. The open day will take place on Saturday, September the 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
35 homes could be created above Norwich's job centre if proposals get the green light. Applicant TCN Limited has asked Norwich City Council for permission to make the changes to Kiln House on Pottergate in the city centre. The applicant is seeking prior approval for the changes to the six-storey office building. It would see the fifth and sixth floors of the building changed to residential use. Documents lodged with the City Hall state that the building is currently in office use, but that the job centre is independent from the rest of the building with its own entrance. It is not proposed that any of the flats will be provided with a parking space, but there would be cycle parking provision. Prior approval is being sought, which is different from planning permission. Planning permission is not needed so long as certain issues are agreed and conditions met.
An appeal is in place for raffle prizes, donations and local business sponsorship ahead of a charity night raising funds for the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital's Cancer Outpatients Unit. The Webb and Day Unit is an outpatient department which gives treatments such as chemotherapy, blood transfusions, stem cell harvesting, along with others. Owen Richards, the event organiser, said, "In 2015, my brother Glenn Locke was diagnosed with cancer and he was treated in the Webb and Day Unit. He raised £2,500 for the charity before he passed away in 2016. The event will take place at the Crown Public House in Cossey on September the 29th, costing £2.
A woman who followed in her late father's footsteps in running a popular Norwich antiques market is renaming the event to attract more people. Holly Graham, 38, a singing teacher from Thorpe St Andrew, took over the City Antiques Fair in St Andrew's Hall from her father, Barry Graham, in 2016, following his unexpected death. Miss Graham said after he died, she could not bear to let the market go because she loved it so much, and so decided to continue the fair, which has been running for 30 years. Now, to mark 2 years since she took up the reins, Miss Graham is renaming the event the Upmarket Flea Market in the hope of attracting a younger audience and people who may have previously been put off by the word antiques. The fair is having a bit of an identity crisis because it's not strictly an antiques fair, and I think when people hear the words antique fair, they think it's going to be a bit stuffy and very expensive. It's a great event because there's such a variety of stuff with a lot of vintage things that you don't find on the high street, she said. Adding the fair was the only vintage and antique event of its type in the city centre, Miss Graham said. St Andrew's Hall has got a grandeur about it. There is a really nice feel about it and a great atmosphere. Take an hour away from the high street just to have a browse. There are so many lovely things.
Well, that's all from this first part of Chatterbox, but don't despair. Marianne and John will be here shortly with more news, as well as Information Desk and our second feature. So it's goodbye from me, Rupert Hipwell, and her,
Sophie Yeomans.